Progetta. This is Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine. It's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm trying to pay some bills today, and my checkbook and my bills are not working out right.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's what I'm calling you about, trying to get you some money here.
Oh, I know, and how well I know how much I need. I need about $1 million.
Oof, yeah, that's going to be a little tough for me.
Oh, come on now. You can't just jump in there and do that?
You know, if I could, I would get you and me both.
Oh, you'd want the same amount.
I want the same amount. I like that number.
Well, we could share equally.
And, hey, I'm okay with that. I'm not a greedy man.
Yeah, as long as you pay yours back and mine too. we're still trying to work on things and see.
No worries.
What we're doing and where we're going and still got some tax issues and one thing to another. And
yeah.
Trying to pay bills and hoping things are going to pick up. There's always something else that jumps in there.
Always. Has business picked up?
No.
No, it hasn't. How's the weather?
The weather's done good. It's getting hot.
Okay.
It's getting hot. And so, therefore, fishing is going to cut back because it's going to be too hot to go fishing.
Oh, I see.
For the average person, unless they're fishing tournaments, you know, stuff like that,
uh-huh.
They'll either fish early of the morning or late in the evening when it's
right.
so hot.
Right.
Because they're not going to get out there in the middle of the day and fish.
Right.
And so right now, you know, we keep hoping there's a deal. We've got a dealer working on over in Gladewater, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep hoping that deal's going to come through. And they sell a lot of our small stick steering boats to lake owners over there on private lakes. And
mm-hmm.
they can only run like 15 horsepower is the maximum that they can put on the boats. And so they sell a lot of boats over there. And back in December, one of the lakes there, they had 40 slips and house piers out there to put the boats in. And they all burned up, including all the boats.
Oh, wow.
They had an electrical shortage. And so the dealer just felt sure he was going to get a lot of orders this year and still thinks he's going to get orders. But they've had so much rain, the lake has been so high. The last time I asked them about it, I said, well, the lake's just now getting down where they go in there and finish building the piers and slips. And the weather's just been so bad. You know, we've had so much rain.
Yeah.
And I forgot, where are you located? You're in
Arizona. California.
In California. Because y'all may be having a drought out there.
Yeah, exactly.
In parts of it. But all from Houston up the east side of Texas, from Dallas over to Louisiana and into Louisiana, we haven't had as much rain as East Texas has.
Mm.
But I noticed the river here the other day is still higher than what it's supposed to be or higher than it was, but at least it's not at flood stage yet. So, even when Houston got those massive floods last week, we didn't get a major amount of rain. It went northwest of us.
Oh, wow.
And we didn't get all that rain. We didn't get about an inch and a half. And they got inches and inches and inches of it. I don't know if you saw it on TV where they were showing Houston and all out in Texas there where all the floods were and how many people died just last week. And East Texas got that rain, too. Over there where they're doing these small private lakes, you know. And then there was a couple other big dollar businessmen that come in and talk to these same people, and they were wanting to put boats in over there. They were had a small lake, and they were wanting to put in boat stalls and they were going to buy the boats themselves and put over there. And I guess they need to sell them or lease them to the people on the lake or whatever.
But
we're just kind of waiting for that, and then doing repairs, but and then our main repair guy, tomorrow is his last day. He's another company around here wants to pay him more money than what we can pay him, so he's going to go to that job, and he's real good. We're going to miss him a bunch. He's just been here since January.
Oh, wow.
He's real good at what he does, and he works hard, and he does an excellent job. So that may put a damper on our repairs because our son-in-law is the only other one that can do it, and it's, it makes it hard on him trying to build the boats and
by himself now.
Yeah,
that
so
makes sense.
It's just not enough money coming in fast enough, you know?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you guys need that little boost, I mean, I know you got to pay it back, but I mean,
that's my biggest worry. I got to pay it back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out something about my taxes, and I can't get people to call me back that I'm behind on this year. And I really do need to get those paid, but I don't know. One of my daughters said she'd pay those, but, you know, I hate to get the money from her and tie her money up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She's a single person, and it's up to her to make a living to pay off what she owns.
Mhm.
So, we just hate to take her money and something happened to her business and then it falls and then we can't pay her back or something. So we just keep hoping that November will jump on up here before July and we get a vote in and everything will change.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I hope you guys I hope you guys get some more business, you know, and it picks up for you.
I do too. I appreciate your calling and staying in touch with us. And,
oh, no problem.
We just, I need to still consider what I've got to do, and I've still got your information here somewhere.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I tell you what, it's gonna be back away. So let me write it down again, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Jeremiah at Cardiff. Cardiff.
Mm-hmm. Cardiff. Yep.
Okay. What's that phone number?
858-909-8867. You just need to put it on a sticky note and just put it right there on the wall, and if you ever need it, just give me a call.
Oh, if I put it on a wall here with all the other stuff on the wall, I'd never find it out. It's on there.
So, oh, okay.
All right. I'm telling you, I'm a mess. I'm a mess when it comes to keeping everything straight. Okay, well, I've got that down, and we'll discuss it, okay?
You got it, Lorraine. We'll stay in touch. I hope you guys get busier.
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye.